blast off. We are on page 26 in the Art Scroll, second line. First word on the line, Amnam. And in the, thank you, and in the nine, in the green Feldheim, page Tess, nine, new paragraph, second paragraph, Amnam, L'sheyizke Adam L'toyv Azos. In order to, just to give a little chazara, we're talking about the ultimate enjoyment of this planet and the ultimate enjoyment in life, which is connecting to Hashem. And someone mentioned, just this is totally parenthetical, we don't usually go into this, but someone said, okay, so, but if I'm doing what I'm doing and I'm not connecting to Hashem or I don't feel the connection, so good. So you got to make a cheshbon and nefesh. You got to figure out what you're doing wrong or what you're misunderstanding or whatever it is. The kasha is on you, not on the Mesillas Yesharim. It doesn't mean you can't ask the question. It just means that you want to try and figure out how to align with what he is saying. And continues the holy Ramchal. When a person, in order to be zocha to all of the above, right, you have to work for it. We spoke a little bit about it today in Shir, right? Your cognitive versus your emotional. Obviously, it's not the forum right now to talk about it. But basically, the chachma, bina, and das, when everything is aligned, you'll be fine. But the bottom line is you do the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, as the Zohar says, is not a commandment. It's a lashon of connection. That's how you make a connection to Hashem. Vihine. Now here's the problem. The problem is, so now if that was it, we would just all be dead, or we would never be born, and we would be just having this connection and this beautiful delight, which will be for us at some point, this incredible connection to Hashem, which is the most beautiful delight that you could imagine. But that's not what happened. Hashem threw us and put us into this world. That's what he says. Hine samay HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God put us into a world. And what is this world about? This world takes us away from that connection to God. That's what it does. Sher marchikim osam emeni sparach. That's why he put us in this world. He put us in this world. This world is not a place where you're going to find God unless you're going to search for him, as we've said many times. Dead fish go with the flow. You're going to flow and flow with the way the world goes. You're not going to connect to Hashem. You have to go against the current, especially nowadays. Just look what's going on in the world, right? How much they hate us. They hate Israel. They hate the Jews. And it only gets more fun. I mean, Hashem should help us. I don't know how it works, but according to the flow, it only gets better. It doesn't. It only gets worse. It doesn't get better. Hashem. What happens? The more you follow your desires, the more you get sucked into your desires. So the more you enjoy all the physical things, the less you enjoy godliness. Godliness and physical desires usually don't go hand in hand. They don't go, I'm sorry? Yeah, good. We're not up to that yet. Good question, Avi. Avi's asking a good question. That's Kedusha. We're not up to that now. But basically, you first, in order, Avi, just to answer you, in order for a person, in order, right, for a person to elevate his physical, right, I'll give an example of a glass of wine. If I learn how to have one glass of wine, I can enjoy my glass of wine. If every time I have a glass of wine, the bottle's right over here, I'm holding, I love when guys do that, I love it, because it means they're not enjoying it all. If I'm sitting there like this, like that, right? So you're not able to enjoy that glass of wine. The person who's able to abstain is the person who's able to enjoy the glass of wine. That's not for now, that's more for precious. But Avi mentioned it, so we'll just talk about that. But really, it's a little bit connected over here. What owns you? Does the wine own you, or you own the wine? And it's not a cute thing. Does the phone own you? As I've said many times, you have one guy who's on his phone for 3 hours, another guy who's on his phone for 4 hours. And the guy who's on his phone for 4 hours is much healthier with his phone than the guy who's on 3 hours. How could that be? Because the guy who's on his phone for 4 hours chose to be on his phone for 4 hours. The guy who's on his phone for 3 hours did not choose. He's escaping. So his escapism and his phone dragging him is more, right? Just like three pieces of pizza versus six pieces of pizza. You get my drift, right? The guy who's eating three, he's stuffing his face. The guy who says six, I'm making a decision to eat six slices of pizza. Okay, that was a little cute. But it's true. It happens to be true. But it depends how small the slices are. And here he says it. Ha milchama ha chazaka. The hardest fight that anybody is going to fight is the internal fight. It's the hardest fight. That's why, Baruch Hashem, I was zochah to make up that line, working in is harder than working out. That's Mesilas Yesharim 101. Working on yourself is harder than working on the outside. Take the greatest warrior, the greatest sayeret, the greatest elite unit, does not compare to the person who is working on his taivus, on breaking himself, on really, and nobody can tell you how to do that. They can tell you how to do that. You're the only one who could do that for yourself. And that's what the Ramchal says. Ha milchama ha chazaka. Ki kol inyani olam. Here we go, everybody. Bein la toiv, bein la ra. Everything in this world. Hinehem nisyonis l'adam. No matter what it is, you could go either way, as he says. Ha'ani mitzad echad. You have no money? That's a problem. Ha'oishra mitzad echad. I got all the money in the world? That's a problem. They're both a problem. K'mo shamar shlomo. Pen ezba v'chichashti. If I have everything I need, what do I need God for? And if I don't have everything that I need, where are you, God? Either way, I have to find God. If I have a great day, what do I need God for? If I don't have a great day, how come you didn't give me a good day, God? Either way you slice it, you got to find Hashem. Things are going awesome. You still got to check yourself. Things are going terrible. You got to try and find Hashem in that. We're only 7 minutes in, everybody. Crazy. No matter which way you turn, it's a battle. That's one of the challenges of life, no matter which way. It doesn't mean you can't go on vacation. Doesn't mean you can't go to the beach. Doesn't mean you can't relax. Nothing to do with this. You need to relax. You need to learn how to relax. That's part of it. However, whatever way you're going to go, you're going to have to be aware. Now, if you're going to be a warrior, I didn't say a worrier. I said a warrior. If you're going to be a warrior, and you're going to take ownership on your life, then you have an opportunity to get the ultimate enjoyment in this world. Then you will be able to see the clarity and get to where the final goal is. And Avi, like you said, the irony of it all, as he's going to say, I don't know if we're going to get to it today because we're already 9 minutes in and I want a bedavka stop before 10 minutes. The irony of it all is that person actually enjoys this world. That's the irony. The guy who is sucked from this world and the world owns him, he actually is a miserable wreck. That's the irony. So not only does he get the next world, he gets this world. Ukefi Hashir, and we're going to end off with this. Shakavash says Yitzchak, but that was a Zagim and Achmerikim by Sumat Tovin, Shtadel, Lidavik Bo, Kain Yasigeyu, incredible, Zakta Ramchal, the Yismach Bo. According to how much you toil and you work hard to get there and you try to connect to Hashem, according to that, you will reach Him and you will be happy with yourself and happy in your success. Less than 10 minutes a day, everybody. That's it. Our last week of Tufshin Pei Vav will change your life forever.